Welcome to the Chronicle Headlines. I'm your host, Aaron Guzman. For campus news this week, sophomore fine arts major Jenna Davis ran uncontested and has been elected for the Student Government Association. Voting concluded on Tuesday, April 9th. Winners for president and three other officers were announced at a meeting of the SGA the same night. Davis's term starts in the 2024 to 2025 academic year and will replace current president Tyler Harding, a junior film and television major who is graduating in the fall of 2024. Davis shared concerns with the Chronicle about the proposed budget cuts and how they would affect events like Manifest, but said that the college would stop catering to events like Parents Weekend and Admitted Student Day. The other elected officers were Amelia Lutz for Executive Vice President, Dave Palazzolo for Vice President of Finance, and Mar Nguyen for Vice President of Communications. In other news this week, the college has opened a new workspace on campus for students located in the 618 South Michigan Avenue building on the third floor. This space was created to accommodate larger student groups on campus that previously had a hard time finding a space on the campus to meet. The space includes private study rooms, a gender-neutral bathroom, and a kitchenette. Earlier this week, the Chronicle and the Department of Science and Mathematics hosted a viewing party where students on campus had the opportunity to gather in Grant Park to experience a solar eclipse of 94% totality. The last solar eclipse was in 2017, though it traveled a smaller path than was expected for this year. According to NASA, this year's lasted much longer. Elizabeth Davis Berg, professor of biology and the chair of science and math department, brought homemade pinhole viewers which allow to see the shadow of the eclipse. That's all for this week. Be sure to read the full stories at columbiachronicle.com. Sign up for our newsletter at columbiachronicle.com/newsletter. And check out this week's episode of Chronicle Conversations about students' experiences of the solar eclipse. I'm Aaron Guzman. Thanks for listening.